This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. The head of a Denver Police Department division could be the city's next police chief. Mayor Michael Hancock has nominated Ron Thomas to replace retiring Denver Police Chief Paul Pazin. Pazin formally retires in October. Colorado Springs is officially closing one of its last two coal-fired power plants today. CPR's Miguel Otárola has the story.
The Martin Drake power plant actually stopped burning coal last summer, after the city council voted to decommission the plant because of rising costs and new environmental regulations. The utility ran two natural gas generators inside the plant to meet demand, but those will be switched off as the plant powers down, for good. It'll take about 3 years to demolish the plant. In the meantime, the utility will install six modular natural gas generators next to it to supply electricity as new sources of energy come online. I'm Miguel Otárola, CPR News.
Employees at the 22 locations of the Office of the Colorado State Public Defender say they're being overworked and underpaid. That's led some workers to form the Defenders Union of Colorado. The union represents all employees, including non-attorney positions. Carly Hamilton is a deputy public defender in the Arapahoe office. She says improving working conditions will help clients get better representation.
Many of us are so overworked to fill in those gaps that we can't effectively advocate for our clients.
The union is forming under the local arm of the Communications Workers of America, which also has units for University of Colorado workers and Denver Public Library employees. In Newcastle, west of Glenwood Springs, a woman was attacked by a bear early Wednesday. It happened around 2 a.m. The woman was letting her dog out at the time. Newcastle police killed the bear and a cub. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News and KRCC.